This is the Are You Screwed podcast.
So you're...
Wait, I muted it for a second. Let me redo that. And I talked. Now we're... Wait.
This is the Are You Screwed podcast.
So you're a punt guy. Really like to punt guy.
I stood up to Greg and told him to exit the field of play.
Yes.
The Are You Screwed podcast.
He's bitty bad.
You're calling Eric LeGrand a liar.
The director of athletics is responsible for selecting the football coach.
He's going to play for the Ducks.
Tampering.
Need agility. Play small lineup of soldiers. We win.
The Are You Screwed podcast.
Everybody! Chop, 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 chop. Everybody!
Gaetano Panuccio!
Intro is too long.
More intros.
That's from like over 2.5 years ago, and I haven't heard that one in a while, and that is way too long.
You always put a lot of effort into editing those, which I appreciated. It's a great snippet of what we do. Like, if you've never listened to the RU podcast, RU Screw podcast, each intro is perfect.
Man, I had forgotten about your Pat Hobbs, your fake Pat Hobbs rant that was like the Rutgers Athletics Creed. If you're not familiar with the Rutgers Athletics Creed, by the way, Google it. Rutgers Athletics has a creed. We've made fun of it many times on this podcast, and Adam wrote a fake Rutgers creed as Pat Hobbs when he tried to destroy the football program and didn't want to hire Shiano and all that stuff. That was great.
Yeah, there's been some really creative stuff.
I will ruin Rutgers.
Did you see, by the way, that somebody in the Discord, shout out to Rutgers Sports Outsider Discord, posted
link in Twitter bio
of somebody wearing a Rutgers sports football maybe shirt with the creed on the back?
No.
We have to find it. There's somebody has a Rutgers t-shirt and the creed is on the back. I really want to get it for you.
It had to be like, I guess, universe, like as a free shirt to students. I mean, what else would it be?
I don't know, but it's amazing. I feel like we've got to get our hands on it and figure it out. All right. Welcome to another episode of the Are You Screwed podcast. It's Adam and Max. We're doing this at night on a Tuesday night. We're now.
Wait, hold on. Why do you think people care what day it is?
I don't. Maybe they do. I don't know. I feel like that's what sometimes podcasts do. You can listen to this whenever. I don't know, but we're taping on a Tuesday night.
But which Tuesday?
If things come up news-wise, you know, and let's say you're listening on Friday and you think that we taped it on Thursday and like something happened earlier in the week and we missed it, this is just letting you know we've gotten everything knowledge-wise up until...
I understand. I got you.
That's what I meant. Okay, so I don't know. Where do we start? Where do you want to start?
I want to start by fixing the HealthGot TV at the tailgate. I want to start there. Can I start there?
We had some issues this weekend.
Yeah, because I'm going to fix your TV tailgating situation right now on the RU Screw podcast. I'm going to come up with a plan for you guys to follow so you can watch whatever you want. Might cost you a little bit on the data on your phone, but I'm going to set this up for you guys right now. Okay, you're going to get a Roku or a Fire Stick. All right. You're going to use your cell phone as a hotspot. And that's the way you're going to watch sports instead of your brother trying to watch a Mets game by plugging his phone into the TV. And then during commercials, going to text his wife and you could see whatever he was texting his wife on the TV. I wasn't reading it. I think Danny was reading it. But I like you're doing this all wrong.
So I want to say. All right. So prior to this year, what Max is alluding to is we've had a couple of issues. We have the RV this year. Tailgates have been great. This past weekend, there was some issue with the TV in terms of getting a good picture on there. Now, the game that I went to, Wagner, the first one, I got to the tailgate. It did work fine. The plan has been to use somebody's cell phone and they have Xfinity and they're able to stream Xfinity on their phone. And it worked for the Wagner game. Which
the
spot?
Screen, like, the you, screen share, the screen share is never a good idea. It never goes right.
Yeah,
something, something goes wrong so often with screen share. Like,
I guess that worked fine. Okay, so I'll put that into the mix of things to go and fix that.
You don't have to. You probably someone already probably has a Fire Stick.
Yeah, no, no. That's what I'm saying. I'll throw the idea out there. I'm sure that we'll get that handled. Hopefully, it won't matter actually for Nebraska, because we're not bringing the RV to Nebraska.
Oh, well, because it's Friday.
Yeah, can't get out of work Friday. Tough timing and whatnot. So let that one go. So I guess homecoming would be the next one, which is Indiana.
What a boring loss.
the Iowa game you're talking
about? Yeah, like so going into it, everyone's talking, oh, it's, you know, the lowest total in the history of college football or in the last 30 years or whatever, and it's going to be this punt apocalypse. We didn't even get that. Like, I would have preferred, like, wouldn't it have been great if we actually got the game we were assuming we would get, which was like 9-3 with 25 punts? No, we didn't even get that. We got just a boring 27-10 loss with just terrible, huge plays given up, this time by the offense with the pick sixes, and just a boring, completely uninteresting 27-10 loss.
Yeah, if you're going to lose, I was hoping that we were going to go all in on old fashioned Big Ten football, and that would have been funny and humorous. And by the way, shout out to the Iowa fans that were sitting right around me. I don't know. In general, it does sound like Iowa fans were very pleasant, very Midwestern hospitality, you know, type style, and just very nice people overall. The people that were sitting by us in Section 106 were hysterically funny. Really fun. Like, they were down to make fun of their team just as much as we were to make fun of Rutgers. We bonded immediately when everybody sat down. We were talking about how exciting it was going to be to see the punt fest. I realized this after the coin toss. Rutgers cares way more about their punting than Iowa does. We sent out Adam Corsack as a captain. They didn't send out Taylor. And I made sure all of their fans around us knew that.
They don't respect the punter.
They do not respect the game. All right, Iowa. I mean, know where your bread is buttered. Know what everybody was talking about going into this. And you don't send the two Australian kickers out to midfield. It should have just been those two. It just should have been those two. Nobody else should have been allowed at midfield to be the captains for that game.
But we didn't even get that game. Start. And by the way, Corsack got outplayed by Tory Taylor. Tory Taylor won that contest.
Not by much, though.
Yeah, his punts were better.
But not by that much.
I'm not saying he's a better punter. I'm just saying that he had a better game than Corsack. Okay. I'm gonna get the stats for you right now.
All right.
Tory Taylor, five punts, four of them inside the 20. Okay, let's go. We're breaking down punting stats here on the RU Screw Pod. This is Rutgers football. All right. Corsack, four punts, two inside the 20. So Tory Taylor did better. Got him that round.
It was one of the early punts by Corsack. There was a penalty on the play, and Iowa could have chosen to have Corsack re-kick it, and they didn't. They took the 5 yards after, and all the Iowa fans were extremely angry and started chanting, "We want punting." Because they wanted to see Corsack go ahead and kick again. I just really appreciated all those Iowa fans that sat around us. It was a very enjoyable experience overall in terms of, you know, when...
Not the football.
But now where we sit, our side, because that's the away side, we tend to have a lot more away fans now by us. And so it gets a little annoying when you've got some obnoxious fans. Iowa fans were perfect. And again, their expectations were super low and whatnot. So it was from the viewing pleasure. It wasn't anything to write home about.
Well, for them, they're not bad because they have such a good defense. This is like a bad Iowa team. This is a low expectations Iowa team. And, you know, they're used to expecting what, like the same 9-win season every year. And sometimes they'll be a completely fraudulent, like 11-0. And didn't they make the Big Ten? Wait, they didn't make the playoff. They made the Big Ten championship game. I want to say they lost to Michigan State, like 10-7 or something like that.
At one point, yeah.
Yeah, but like sometimes we'll have a fraudulent season like that, but most of the time, Iowa's 9-3, whatever. I think they're, yeah, their fans are probably not expecting to be that good this year.
So you want to hear a couple, a good story from that game in terms of the Iowa fans talking about them, might as well. So there was one guy who was seated next to me who probably had a fair amount to drink prior to getting into the stadium and was enjoying the fact that Rutgers sells beer at the stadium as well too, throughout the first quarter and second quarter. And he was one of those guys, Max, that was just like, after every play, had a loud comment to make and pretty much thought that like he could run the offense, which at one point it was maybe fair based on how Iowa has played offensively this year. So long story short, at halftime, he kind of disappears. He goes to the bathroom. He comes back with another beverage in his hand and he sits down and we're talking again. And he starts talking to all the people around us. He goes, "You're not going to believe what happened." He's like, "I went to the bathroom and then I went online to get the beverage. And online I was talking about how bad our offense is and that like we still can't score. And I don't get why 129 other teams can put a decent offense together and we, Iowa, can't." He's talking to Iowa fans while waiting in line. Somebody behind him turns around to him and says, "Well, actually, it's harder than it looks." This woman says that to him. And he went on to like basically like, why is it harder? Like, whatever, I'm like done talking to you. You know, he clearly had offended somebody. And so he gets the beverage, he walks away, somebody taps him on the shoulder, and he's like, "By the way, that's the offensive coordinator's wife."
Man, I have a, you know what? I got to tell this story on this podcast. I have to do this. I have to tell this story. I have a similar story at a Rutgers football game when I was a student. And I think I have to tell the story. I don't think I ever have told this story on the podcast before. So this is my sophomore year. It's 2006. It's our former co-host, Mike, and I. We are at the Rutgers Illinois game in 2006. It's a terrible, it's a boring football game. Rutgers is winning throughout most of it. I think they ended up winning like 24-7. It was 17-0 for most of it. And Mike Teal played very poorly. Like he was, you know, he's playing sophomore year, Mike Teal, that 2006 season. If you remember, Mike Teal had like 9 touchdowns and like 15 interceptions or something like that. So he wasn't playing well. And Mike and I were like being 19-year-old college students and yelling about how bad Teal is. And we, you know, we should have been appreciating that Rutgers football was just dominating a game at home. So anyway, so we're saying stuff about Teal. He's not any good, blah, blah, blah. And this woman in front of us turns around and says, "Well, the team's doing well. Like, why are you saying this about your own school?" Something like that. I later learn that this person that did this was Rutgers women's basketball player Heather Zurich, who I believe was Mike Teal's girlfriend at the time.
Yeah, those are always, that's always funny when it happens. By the way, that's that the OC is that's Brian Ferentz, who is the offensive coordinator. So it was, guy was like, and then he goes, so his buddy was like, "Oh my God, that must have been really awkward." He goes, "Oh, I am glad that she heard it." And he, like, he doubled down on it afterwards. Like, I can't wait for him to give like feedback, her to give feedback to him after, let him know how much his offense sucks.
That really is an interesting situation at Iowa where it's like the offense is so bad. I mean, look, I'm just going to say this. Their offense is worse than Rutgers' offense. Like, I can't even imagine that.
I would kill for those tight ends, though.
But no, the interesting situation is like, how do you, it's really hard to fire your son.
Oh, yeah.
Like, like, what are you, what you're going to replay? You're going to demote him? Like, you're going to take away play calling duties? Like, what do you do? It's really hard.
At the end of the year, he calls him in and he's like, either A, he gives him a list of like open jobs and like, when you should apply, or like, he just goes, I got you this job elsewhere. You like, I'll help you pack
but
your bag.
But somewhere like Virginia Wesleyan or something.
Yeah, that'll be it. Go coach at South Dakota State. Wait, or North Dakota State.
Is Virginia Wesleyan a real place, or did I just make that up?
No, it is.
Okay, I thought so. Okay.
There's, if you pick pretty much any state and then add a Wesleyan next to it, it probably exists. That was that. Oh, I got Eiffel Towered by two Iowa fans after a touchdown celebration. I was very like taken aback by it. You know, like we had two to the right of us. and two to the left of us. It was on the fumble scoop and score. And like they went nuts and went full on high double high five over my head. I felt so emasculated.
You got Eiffel Towered, huh?
Yeah, I did.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's a hell of a Friday night for you.
Saturday night. What'd you think of the crowd? I thought it was a pretty good crowd.
I thought overall it was a great experience.
It's been so long.
Leading exactly to what I thought it was going to be, which is everything leading up to it. And probably 10 minutes in, you're going to be like, wow, this is not going to be entertaining. The fun stops here. And that's pretty much what happened. However, like, again, it's funny you said, why do I say earlier, of like, we're taping this on a Tuesday. 3 days after, I'm like over it. I'm over the actual game.
They performed as you expected.
Like, I thought exactly.
They played better than they did against Temple.
Yep. I said, listen, I know people, they know I make a mockery of the gambling, which I've got something prepared for later. But, you know, did I really think 12-10 was possible? Yeah, I mean, maybe. But on our text privately, I said 24-3 Iowa. And at one point it was 24-3 Iowa.
You left the 24-3 Iowa.
I did. We'll get to that in a second. Okay. But overall, I thought that it was a great day. I still think, and I haven't been to a bunch. I know Rutgers has one of the best tailgating scenes out there when it's important games and people show up. It's a great layout. It was, I had to park in the yellow lot because I had a pass for there. So I walked through the boardwalk area at 3 o'clock. It was buzzing at 3 o'clock. Like, it's not usually busy 4 hours prior to a kickoff. The lots had some juice to it. It was fun. It was just a beautiful day overall. So tailgating was great. And then getting into the game itself, I thought prior to the game starting, it felt like a big game. The lights were cool. The whole light show
was fun.
Like, that was cool. It felt important. It was just a shame that so early on that the win was taken out of the sails so quickly with the pick six.
Well, wait, hold on. You were getting a little confident at that first drive down the field, that 3-0. You were dreaming at that point.
I was just thinking that 10-6, 13-10 is possible, and it's not going to be a big deal if they lose, because I'm going to be interested from the start to the finish. It's not going to be good football, but if you keep it close, it's going to still keep a good feel to the game. And unfortunately, whether or not we could rag on fans or whatever, anybody's mentality, even at 7-3 after the pick six, everybody around us felt the same way. 7-3 at that point felt like 14-3.
It was so jarring how much was taken out of the crowd by the pick six. It's still 7-3.
I could just tell you what we felt at the time. Now, I think it was a mix of the interception and then that return. That return was ridiculous. How does nobody fucking tackle
him? I have a funny story about that, actually, that return, how long that return was. So I'm in the booth with Carlin, and the pass intercepted. And I don't see what yard line the pass is intercepted at. There's a pretty long delay on the TV. It's like a 15-20 second delay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
By the time the pick six is done, it was so long that I was able to see where the interception happened on the TV in like a 15-second delay and relay it to Carlin how long the interception return was.
What's the matter?
That was, it was ridiculous.
Carlin didn't want to put that one on the TikTok?
I guess losing 27-10.
He put one from the NFL game that he called this weekend on this TikTok. He didn't put any Rutgers ones on there because there really was no exciting.
Well, there was the field goal. That was exciting. Yeah.
So, you know, it kind of was what it was. I thought the crowd was very good. The fact that many people still care despite a very average 3-0 start, like, kudos to everybody that showed up. Kudos to the fan base. Like, I think that Rutgers fans get an odd, like, bad rap. I said again, it's a very small, loyal fan base. Those same 15,000-20,000 people who stuck through, you know, end of Flood, all through Ash, and through this start to Greg, like, they're the most loyal people ever, and you've got to build from that. And, you know, it didn't work out. I just, again, it's weird to say that you don't know how many chances you're going to get at this. And oddly enough, they have a second chance 2 times within 3 weeks they're going to have a chance. And
20 straight non-con or home conference.
Yeah,
losses.
It's terrible. Listen, I don't know how anybody in the program can defend anything right now in terms of like if a fan is upset and one person says Greg's not the coach or Sean Gleason should be fired or, you know, disband the program. Like, honestly, like I get the frustration. I mean, we haven't seen a home Big Ten win in over 4 years.
Isn't it five? Isn't it 2000? Isn't 2017?
No, it's 2017. Four, I thought it was.
No, it's 2017. They didn't win any Big Ten games in 2018.
Okay, so over five years. Double check. I thought somebody. Wrote it.
It's 2017. It's
exactly
it's
how many
the,
days?
It's it the Maryland game in 2017.
So
is the last home win.
I mean, it's just crazy. You know, the fact that 45,000 people showed up for that. And nobody's seen a Big Ten home win in nearly 5 years. I mean, that's amazing.
And well, I was talking to my dad about this earlier. In a way, maybe the streak is helping ticket sales because people are like, I need to see the streak broken. There. I need to be there. I have a fear of not being there.
Oh,
so maybe the genius that Shiano is to bring in the ticket revenue, they're throwing these games.
Yeah,
they're throwing them to get more fans into the stadium.
Listen, genius wise or not, like they'll get an okay crowd for Nebraska as long as the weather is okay, and that's their one chance to kind of salvage things. If they don't beat Nebraska, it's I don't think one. I know they'll get a little bit of a better crowd. It's homecoming for Indiana. That is what it is. And Michigan and Penn State will be saved by the fact that it'll be a takeover by both fan bases. But they are.
Yeah. That Michigan game is going to be that one's going to be rough.
And we might see, and
they not necessarily the game, like the game's probably going to be a slog fest, boring, whatever. I mean, like as far as the Michigan fans.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a lot. It's going to fucking smell like caviar in that goddamn place.
It's been a while since 2018 was the last home game with fans.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what that game was. Oh, it was like 35-7. It was a Rutgers.
That was that great touchdown run, I thought, by I'm gonna forget his name, the running back at the time when it made it 14-7. It was 14-0, I think, and then it was like an 80 something.
Wait, you forget the running back's name, the one who was there last year is in the NFL now.
It was Pacheco who scored that run,
wasn't it?
It might have been. I don't know.
Saying it was Blackshear?
No, I don't know. I wasn't there for that game. So all I know is that it was
a
gigantic run.
I gotta look this up now.
So
thank you.
Yeah. I don't know. My point being again is good for anybody who went, good for anybody that is paying attention right now. I only speak for myself when it comes to I don't want to speak in generality for the entire fan base because everybody feels a little bit different. My take 3 days later again is I'm not angry, mad, pissed off, any other adjectives and synonyms we could use for that. I'm just disappointed.
It was Pacheco.
Okay, it was Pacheco. Pacheco, Pacheco, Pacheco.
You're not mad, you're just disappointed.
Very dad-like.
Oh, dad-like.
Just disappointed. That's why, honestly, you noted I left at 24-3.
Weird decision, man. I don't know. I have a question for you, actually, about leaving at 24-3.
Sure, okay? Go ahead.
Now, I guess actually explain the thought process behind leaving at 24-3 before I get into my thing.
Sure. My thought process at the time was there are other more important things in my life that need to take priority over bad Rutgers football.
Sleep.
The next day I knew that I was going to have my daughter and watch her the entire day.
Queen of the tailgate, by the way. She was working the tailgate. Yeah.
Yeah. So I knew that I was going to have to watch her for the entire day. So it got to 24-3 and I'm like, okay, this is going to go either one or two ways. It's going to be like 35-3 is going to be the final, or it's going to wind up somewhere around like a 24-10 type of score. But like, I just used my eyes and I used the history that I've seen this year to be like, they're not coming back. Like there's zero, like if you hadn't put it at a percentage of what the comeback chances were, I would put it at 5% at that point. And I was like, you know what? I could beat the traffic. I don't have to sit in annoying, you know, with a lot of people at the stadium. It does get tough to leave. And I wanted to get home. I had plenty of time to stop for Wendy's on my way home, drop my buddy off, went home, and I watched I got back with a couple minutes left in the third quarter. Like I left it in the
at home.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how long these stupid games are taking, by the way.
You don't live that close to the stadium.
Live about with no traffic. It took me, I think it took 37, 38 minutes to get back home.
And you left during the third quarter.
Yeah. We left with I think it was 11 minutes left in the third quarter. That's when it was 24-3. It was just as the third quarter was ending. I got it.
What'd you get at Wendy's?
Junior cheeseburger, four nuggets, honey mustard sauce, small fry, and a chocolate frosty.
That's a solid order.
It's a very, 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 very solid order.
So 24-3, leaving at 24-3. Uh-oh. I don't think that sound is coming through. I don't think that's working. All right, so Mike is now joining the podcast.
He's back.
I'm back.
I'm sorry. No, this is Mike Vorkunov of The Athletic joining us. Are you going to talk or you're just going to laugh? Or...
I'm just sitting here drinking my Bud.
Bud Light?
Budweiser.
Budweiser.
DTA. Don't trust anybody.
Oh, Mike just comes in and just completely just ruins the podcast.
I really felt you know what? This is what I didn't... Max and I had a really good flow going.
We did.
Probably 20 minutes into this or so, a little bit more.
This was the best we had done.
Free flowing, good feel.
It was the best we had done since Mike left the podcast. And now he's back and he ruined it.
That's the best you could do without me. Now I'm back. One time only. One or two seconds only.
Is this so you got jealous of Kratch doing a farewell tour and you wanted your own?
If I want to do a farewell tour, I would have gone on the Rutgers rant.
You would have gotten a farewell tour on the Rutgers rant before James got a farewell tour on the Rutgers rant.
Yeah, we would have played Boomer Zoomer.
They should bring him back. They should bring back Kratz now for his send off. Him not getting a send off, that's not cool.
Yeah, they should have done it this week because Pat Lanny, his wife had their baby, and he's off right now. So it was just Fonseca and Politi. It would have been a good opportunity to bring James back for that.
Interesting. Yeah. We produce their podcast better than them. And that's not surprising considering how it sounds.
No, the audio has gotten better. I will say a little bit better. Steve usually talks very loud in the beginning and it's very distorted, but it gets better throughout. How are you?
So what's going on? What have I missed? Obviously I haven't listened to much of your podcast.
You actually came in at a really good time because we're pretty much at the end of Iowa talk. I was going to ask Adam a question about leaving the game early. So he leaves at 24-3. It almost sort of got interesting for a second. Rutgers drove down the field. They turned it over on downs at 24-3. Then they got the ball back. They scored a touchdown 24-10. And Iowa had a third and nine or something that they completed at 24-10 that really kind of ended it. But it was interesting there for a second. Now, Adam, if they had somehow won this game against Iowa, whatever permutation, 9-6, 10-3, whatever needed to happen for them to win. Let's say they win. Would you have left the Nebraska game at 24-3 if Rutgers had been 4-1, had won the Iowa game? Are you leaving at 24-3 in the Nebraska game in the third quarter?
Yeah, I'm probably not. I'm probably not. No, I'll say no. I'll say no.
And I guess maybe part of it is that Nebraska's defense isn't any good, and maybe you have more hope that they could come back on Nebraska.
Well, let me.
Give or you, is it because they're 4-1?
It's probably because they're 4-1, and I feel guilty from leaving. But I want to make it the reason why I thought it was fine to leave, and I was proven that it was fine to leave. There's just a little bit of a different feel too, and right again, I do pay attention to the team a little bit, and I'm 24-3, it's basically insurmountable for Rutgers.
Everyone knew it was over.
Right. They did. It's not I was at the Rutgers. We were both at the Rutgers Purdue game at the rack. And that was just one of those where no matter what, the deficit was, they kept showing you signs where they're they're going to stay in this game throughout. Even if they got down by 10, I wasn't leaving that game early. I know it's different because it's the number one team in the country, but you just you should be able to watch the game and be okay, they have the manpower to come back. Rutgers doesn't have the manpower to come back.
So at 24-3 Ohio State in the third quarter, are you leaving?
No.
You have to be.
You want to watch Ohio State.
It's
You have to be dead and buried for you to leave against Ohio State.
So again, going back to how I was feeling, it was because of the mix of emotions. It was like that disappointed feeling, like why am I torturing myself? Why am I being insane? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again. So like at some point, it was kind of like, Max, the light bulb went off after Penn State and I chucked the seat cushion. It was like, I need to stop acting like an idiot and like I need to stop caring as much. And then as you get like different priorities in life, you get married, you have a family, like you care about other things. And it's like, I don't really need Rutgers football to, you know, control my emotions and my life at that point. I could be like, you know what? This is entertainment. It's not very entertaining. They're not going to entertain me the rest of the way. Some fast food and sitting on the couch is way more entertaining and valuable. I chose to do that. And I was validated with that choice.
Did you only get a Frosty or did you get something else?
No, Max asked me, I went junior cheeseburger, 4 chicken nuggets, small fry and Frosty.
Damn. And you had a burger pregame.
Now. So you didn't get the biggie bag though. Cause that gives you a drink too.
No, I didn't want to go. I had already had enough soda at the tailgate. I was like, I need a little dessert to finish off the night. Mm. And so I went with that. My buddy, who was getting a Frosty for his wife, Cheddar Bob's wife, I feel like it's insane. Like, vanilla Frosties are gross. I do not like vanilla Frosties. Vanilla Frosties are...
Do you have the strawberry Frosty?
I stopped specifically
to get one a couple weeks ago. It was good.
So I had to... I was ordering and I was like, hey, one vanilla Frosty and one chocolate. The person was like... We are out of vanilla. I only have chocolate or strawberry left. I had no idea they had strawberry.
Yeah, it's a new thing. Yeah. I saw a commercial for it or something. Yeah.
I was considering getting it. I didn't.
You should have. It's good.
Yeah. It's that strawberry ice cream and that flavor doesn't, I don't know if I really.
Oh, it's that fake strawberry. It's delicious.
Yeah. That fake chocolate's delicious too. Mm. Dip your fry in there. It is. It's a good move. Okay. Yeah. So that's what I did left.
Iowa.
Yeah. That's Rutgers, Iowa talk. And
Rutgers, Ohio State
Ohio
talk
State this weekend.
I was watching 49ers play, and I was watching Nick Bosa be, you know, terrifying because all of those Bosas are terrifying.
Yeah, I remember when he almost killed Art Sitkowski.
Yeah, and I was just thinking about the Ohio State game and how at least I'm grateful that those damn Bosas aren't there anymore. Because those guys, man, wasn't that the name of one of our first episodes? Was there's always a Bosa.
There's always a Bosa in the backfield.
And yeah, for like 7 years, there was just a Bosa with all you saw was whatever number 97 flat on top of a Rutgers quarterback, Bosa.
Have you ever heard the story of how I left the Ohio State game early in Columbus?
No.
Okay, so this was, I guess, the second year in the Big Ten. So 2015, after they went to a bowl game in 2014, I think it was 20, whatever year they first played Ohio State on the road. I think it was 2014. I'm not sure. No, maybe it was. Either way. Okay. We go to Ohio State. We stay at a hotel that's probably about like a 2 mile walk from the stadium. We get the whole game day atmosphere. We went to that pregame like skull session thing that they do at Ohio State. It was very cool. Awesome game day experience sitting in the game. And they wind up, it's kind of a similar situation, Max, where they're kind of in it for like a quarter, quarter and a half, and it starts to get out of hand. I sit through halftime. And then within a couple minutes, like it just gets totally out of hand in the third quarter. And I'm with my family, the family that we share the RV with and some season tickets with, and the third family who also is part of that group. And I literally just, at one point, they had given up another touchdown. And I was like, I'm out of here. And they looked at me like, what do you mean you're out of here? Like, we're at an away stadium. Like you have nowhere to go. Like, what are you going to do? And I was like, I'm out of here. So I just left Ohio Stadium and just started walking around the campus and took my time. And it took me like 2.5 hours to get back to the hotel that we were staying at. Cause I was like fuming that Rutgers came on the road and got blown out.
It wasn't even that long ago. Ohio State. What is wrong with you?
That was my point about earlier. Like there's always a point where you're just like, you realize you're a psycho and you're like, I need to change. Like that was part of the psycho days. We got to Penn State through the cushion. I'm like, need to grow up.
That's right. I forgot about the cushion for a second. By the way, Mike, I told the story earlier about how he got chastised by Heather Zurich.
Mm.
Yeah, that came up earlier.
Mm. You just run through all the hits.
Yeah. I never told that story on the pod before, and it somehow came up. It somehow made sense, but something that happened with an Iowa fan. Oh, an Iowa fan. I mean, I can't believe we're telling Mike what was on the podcast.
Why don't we just not? I'll just listen to it. Maybe
you could do that. You could do that.
Maybe
now
maybe.
It's me ruining. Now it's me ruining the podcast.
Yeah. See,
yeah, that's most of the time it was you.
What are some other notes? Speaking about Ohio State, did you see that they could be getting a pretty interesting recruit to come potentially play football for them soon?
No.
LeBron.
Mike,
what? I feel like you should know this.
What?
So LeBron is soliciting himself. He asked the question on Twitter, like, do I still have eligibility to play another sport? And the Ohio State athletic director, I think it's whatever Gene, I don't know if it's first name or his last name.
You don't hear a lot of Genes these days.
Yeah. Was like, went through the whole thing of like, yeah, you're eligible. Let me know if you want to play for us. Because I guess Bronny, I know Bronny Jr. is going around and like doing the whole college tours and whatnot. What happens if he goes to Ohio State, plays basketball, and LeBron is like, you know what? I'm eligible to play some football. Let's be on campus together at the same time.
I would love the alternate universe where LeBron was a moron and chose football just to watch what LeBron could do on a football field.
Oh.
Because it would, because he would have been, I don't even know what it would have been. He would have been,
would like, he been like the greatest tight end of all time.
He would have, no, he would have been like, it would have been like Randy Moss, but like bigger,
just as fast. Like that would have been insane. So yeah, I think I'll give that a, I don't know. Feels like that's like a 25% chance of happening. I think it may happen. He does that for like a year, then Bronny leaves, and then he goes back to the NBA, and he plays one season with his son.
That's what he does. He just takes a year off until Bronny comes into the NBA.
Yeah. Interesting. Takes a beating from football at 38 years old.
He doesn't have to take a beating. Like, just put him in on like a goal line situation, throw the football up to him.
You're right. His body would, ever gotten hurt in goal line situations.
His body would get destroyed like Rob Gronkowski's body got destroyed. In fact, we would have been robbed of LeBron's like.
I think he'd be fine. He's in. Okay, so LeBron to Ohio State, officially confirmed. What else did I have for this week? Oh, I want to get, since Mike's on, he can give us his thoughts as a media expert. The UK, very big into censorship. So they got through that whole 10-day period of official mourning for Lizzie. And what the British broadcasters have to do is they have to compile just 1 hour from their nonstop like funeral coverage. And that 1 hour is all that can be used in like future broadcasts. That's all they can pick from, but they can't just choose it at their will. They have to submit it to the royal family, and the royal family has to approve like, oh, you could take, this is the hour that you could use. Yes, we're fine with it. No opinion, Mike, at all.
I'm trying to understand what the rule is. So they can pick like any one individual hour. They can compile an hour's worth.
I guess they can
broadcast.
They can compile an hour of all their coverage, but it has to be submitted to the royal family.
Mm.
And they've started, you know, that whole video that got out of King Charles, like bossing around his subjects or whatever. And when he was signing the whole like King document or whatever, they were apparently embarrassed by it, and they started getting it taken off of the internet.
They can do that?
Apparently. They're the British. They're the kings. The royal family could do whatever they want.
I mean, I watched The Crown, and I saw multiple times in which they had no control over the newspapers.
I love Mike being back. I don't have to pay attention when you guys talk about this shit. It's so great. I miss the ability to not pay attention at times to what was going on in the pod. I'm ecstatic.
Me too. Should we get to overrated, underrated?
Oh, wait, no, we have to do Ohio State alumni first, don't we?
Oh, yes. Good. Good job reminding me about that.
Do you have a list? Did you get it ready this week or no?
Yeah, I have a list. My top five, number five, I have John Havlicek.
Oh, Hondo.
Yeah, that was my number five. Number four, R.L. Stein.
That's a good one. I'm surprised it's only four.
R.L. Stein. Yeah,
it's going to be tough.
Yeah, this is a very tough one. Number three, I'm going with the boss, George Steinbrenner.
Oh, I was thinking Bruce Springsteen. Isn't Bruce Springsteen the boss?
Well,
yeah.
Oh, that's a poll. Who's the boss? Ooh, that's a good poll.
That is a good poll.
Isn't that a show?
it's so also a show.
We did that already. And if you watch Community, you know the answer.
All right. So George Steinbrenner is my number three right now. My number two, I'm going to go Jesse Owens. And, I mean, that's pretty cool to have Jesse Owens as an alumni. And then number one for Ohio State, I'm going to go with John Kasich.
Number one. I totally forgot about the existence of John Kasich.
Honorable mention to Urban Meyer, Bobby Knight, Jack Nicklaus. Shout out Greg Oden.
Jack Nicklaus. Did you say Jack Nicklaus?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just did.
Greg Oden didn't graduate, though.
I wasn't listening. See, it's great. I don't have to listen. It's so good. Bob Knight. Did you say Bob Knight?
Yep. Just said that.
J.D. Vance.
Didn't say him.
Oh, J.K. Simmons.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, apparently. Dwight Yoakam, country singer. He used to be a big deal. In fact, I remember I once bought Dwight Yoakam's like frozen. He had like a frozen nugget. Like a frozen chicken nuggets after Dwight Yoakam, the country singer. Anyway, what else do we have? I think that's it.
Roy Lichtenstein.
Who is that?
Roy Lichtenstein was an American pop artist.
Sure.
During the 60s. Big buddies with Andy Warhol.
Oh, Richard Lewis. That's a good one. That should have been your top five.
You're kidding me, right?
Was he in your top five? I wasn't listening.
Yes, he was my number four, I think.
See, it's
Your number four was Arl Stein.
Did I forget Richard? I meant to put Richard Lewis. I didn't. So
okay,
you,
so I was right. I mean, you could have told me you did, and I wasn't listening, and I wouldn't have known.
I could have. All right. Yes, Richard Lewis. It should have made it on in there. Oh, Patricia Heaton is from Ohio State.
Oh, she's
those W.M. Kiplinger.
From Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah. I couldn't think of the name of the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Great actress. Okay.
I mean, how do you not have Rutherford B. Hayes on there, though?
One of the forgotten presidents. No one ever talks about Rutherford B. Hayes. Rutherford B. Hayes, underrated.
What does Rutherford B. Hayes, does the B stand for anything?
Bobby?
Burchard.
Curious. What?
Burchard.
Burchard?
Well, that's a horrible
name. Burchard.
Is that like Richard with a burr at the beginning? Is that what it is? Like that's the name?
No, it's B-I-R-C-H-A-R-D.
Yeah, so it's Richard, but a burr at the Burchard.
Burchard. You know what?
I've never heard of that before.
We need Burchard to start making a comeback. If
Burchard.
Here we go. If Rutgers beats Ohio State this weekend and lucky enough to have a second child come at some point, regardless, male or female, I'll name that child Burchard in some capacity.
I see now, it seems that, so it was, he was put on the Wikipedia for Ohio State notable people. And looking through it,
we got a Dan Mullen situation coming.
He didn't, a little bit more than a Dan Mullen. He didn't graduate or attend Ohio State. He was the governor of Ohio when the school that became Ohio State was established.
So it doesn't sound like he went to Ohio State.
No, he made Ohio State.
Gotcha.
Like, you were supposed to name your kid Bert. I just remember this. You lost a game of beer pong at a New Year's Eve party, and you were supposed to name your kid Bert. And you didn't name your kid Bert.
I mean, there's always more kids.
The Burchard thing reminded me of the Bert thing.
There better not be any more kids for you. I don't think you'd survive.
I think you guys would just get off the text chain forever.
Yeah. Well,
you wouldn't want to hear.
Yeah. All right. So that was Ohio State notable alumni. Very well done. Other things that I had written down before we get, I guess, to overrated, underrated, some things that were asked to us in the Discord. This is timely. What would you guys ask for if you caught Aaron Judge's record-breaking home run ball?
Nothing, because I would keep the ball and sell it at an auction for lots of dollars.
Okay, so you're keeping it and selling it for money. Max, are you doing the same thing?
Yes, I would take money in exchange for it.
I would, yeah, I wouldn't even think about it. Like there would be nothing that they could offer me that would be equal to the millions of dollars.
Unless they were offering me not millions of dollars.
Unless they were offering me a cut of Aaron Judge's salary.
What would be the number in that moment? Like, could you take a step back and be like, I'm going to get more. I guess you're not a fan. None of us are a fan of the Yankees. So it's probably a different situation for us. But like, if you're a diehard Yankee fan,
here's the other thing. You got to be willing to be a villain because your name, people are going to know your name and people are going to be like, this guy is selfish. Okay. And some people understand what you're doing, but you're going to be a villain. You're going to be the guy who stole Aaron Judge's home run ball. If you're okay with that, you got to be okay with that.
Yeah. I think
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. I think I would be, but it definitely in the moment, it might be very difficult. Like
they hit a million, I would probably take it. It's hard to turn down $1 million.
But like, you think the ball's worth that much?
I mean, yeah, absolutely.
So Mark McGuire's
got to get Darren Revelle on here to tell us.
I was just reading. I think I sent this to you guys in the chat this morning.
The guy who caught
Mark McGuire, all he had to do was meet with the guy who caught the ball, and he could have gotten it for free, and just like a bag of signed baseballs, and he refused to meet with him. And the guy kept the ball, and they sold it for $3 million.
That's big time for Mark. We got big time. I'd rather not talk to this guy.
Yeah,
than get my ball back.
That's amazing. Oh wait, seriously? Mike just messaged everybody. I don't know why he couldn't just say this from the Ohio State Wiki of notable people. Jeffrey Dahmer went there.
Oh man, what happens when Ohio State plays Temple?
Who was the Temple guy again?
I don't remember. It was one of the serial killers. Was it Ted Bundy?
Who?
I think it was Ted Bundy.
Yeah, it was Bundy. It was Bundy. That's right. Oh my God, how did I miss that?
Yeah. Last time you were surprised that you didn't know the college that Ted Bundy went to.
I'm a little surprised now. Jeffrey Dahmer's making a comeback with the whole Netflix stuff.
Does Aaron Kraft crack the top 10 at least?
Feisty defender.
Yeah.
Greg Paulus.
Michael Redd.
Greg Paulus. Paulus went to Syracuse to play quarterback.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was kind of
Scooney. Scooney Penn. Remember Scooney Penn?
Great name.
Scooney Penn. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Jeffrey
Jared Solinger. Yeah, a moment.
Didn't really do too well though.
Jared Solinger?
No.
Special pick.
Dahmer.
Oh.
Mike Conley Jr. Underrated.
Very underrated.
Good list.
Yeah, good list
from Ohio State. The next question that we had was from the Discord. Who should lead? Like, who would you want to pick to lead the RU chant? At a game.
Ito was there. Ito was there on Saturday.
Yeah, so Jeremy Ito did it. I was joking with the Iowa fans who were next to us. I mean, he is, I guess he's a legend for Rutgers football, but
he
like
had a chip shot. Unlike the other kicker. He had
unlike
a chip
Jude McAtamney. Yeah, I don't know. Does Jeremy Ito qualify as a legend?
Liar.
Rutgers legend?
Is that anyone? We could ask anyone.
Yes.
Of course,
Ito's.
Here's something that's going to blow your mind. I might pick John DiMaggio. Do you know who that is?
Wasn't he like a commissioner of one of the name sounds familiar.
You're probably thinking Joe DiMaggio.
No.
Who's a famous ball player.
No,
John DiMaggio, according again to Wikipedia, is a voice actor who voiced Bender on Futurama.
That's in your top five.
That guy's in my top five for guys who leads the chant.
Hated Futurama.
Really?
Yeah, not a fan of it.
I never got into it, but I didn't hate it. It was, if it was on, I would watch it.
That was a weird one.
It was on after The Simpsons, so I would watch it sometimes.
All right, so who would you
Jane Krakowski from 30
Who would
Rock?
You get to do the RU chant?
Can we exhume James Gandolfini? Can we just get like a
hologram?
Yeah, we were big on the holograms. Who did we have on a hologram? Oh, we had Dick Clark, and we had Lee Corso. Lee Corso on a hologram.
Yeah.
Well, and even though he's still alive. Stay alive for a long time, Lee Corso. But just be prepared, everyone, with a hologram.
Yes. I'm in agreement on that.
Please don't die, Lee Corso.
See. like a notable Rutgers person? Who would it be?
Who is famously Rutgers?
Jane Krakowski.
No.
It might have to be Danny.
What about Carla Marie?
She does the in-game stuff for the Seahawks.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it kind of be a step down, but
that's a good one, I guess. I don't know how many people would know her other.
I guess
than us.
Just Blaze.
Who?
Just Blaze.
The hell is that?
You guys don't know who Just Blaze is?
No.
No.
All right, fine.
Just Blaze. It sounds like a porn star, is what it sounds like.
Okay, I'm just gonna let that. You know, you guys can. You know,
I'm in.
The fact that you guys don't know who Just Blaze is, it's ridiculous.
Who is it? Can you tell us who this person is?
No, no.
Yes.
Oh, I miss this. Blaze. I miss Mike just not knowing.
By the way, my S key still doesn't work, and it is.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa. Tom Emanski listed under the Wikipedia for Rutgers University people.
Oh, man. Tom Emanski.
Oh.
But it doesn't say on his Wikipedia that he went to Rutgers.
Are kids still using those Tom Emanski? I know I didn't use them, but I obviously always saw the commercials for them, the Tom Emanski fielding videos.
So the best part is, so I work in baseball, and I've gotten to meet Fred McGriff a few times, and I've asked him several times about the Tom Emanski videos. And he's like, that's all people want to talk about.
Yeah.
Like you're crime dog. You should be a Hall of Famer. And people are like, hey, remember this awful commercial that baseball, we had to see?
Baseball players used again? To be a big baseball players used to be a big deal, man. Like the 90s were great. Like Mark McGwire and the Vortex power bat commercial. And the kids like, Mark McGwire. He's just hitting dingers with the Vortex power bat.
Oh,
you know what's crazy? If they did that Simpsons baseball episode, Homer at the Bat, one more time. Like if they did it now, it would be like Mr. Burns buying his own esports team and just like putting together the best esports, like League of Legends team possible.
Hope no one's listening because they would probably do that. That's probably going to be a future Simpsons episode now.
That'd be fun with me.
Hope no one's listening. Anyone from the Simpsons writing staff?
Yeah. All right. Should we get to
overrated? You never underrated? Know. Yeah, we can get there.
Let's do overrated and underrated. I feel like we're kind of back in the old groove. All right, this is the game I like that.
Now, you have to wait until then.
Okay, welcome to Overrated, Underrated, where we talk about things and say whether they're overrated or underrated, but not perfectly rated because we've gotten rid of perfectly rated. You don't.
What about properly rated?
Rated or properly rated? It's just
I think that was the biggest change you guys made.
I didn't make it. Adam became the commissioner of Overrated, Underrated, and he made the decision. So
I just feel like you got to take a stand. You know, that's you got to make some tough decisions in life, and some things come in the form of stupid podcast topics, and you just got to choose.
Yeah, you stand for something in life, or you stand for nothing. Right.
Exactly. First, overrated, underrated. That this was a thank you to all in the Discord that sent these. Fall, the season, is it overrated or underrated?
I think it's underrated. I'll go out and say it. I think fall, the first day of fall is beautiful. You know, you get that crisp, sub 60 degree weather, perfect running weather. Fall is by far the best running season. You know, comes with the return of sports, pumpkin spiced things, both beer and or coffee. Pumpkin picking is fun. You know, I mean, hoodie and shorts weather, optimal clothing attire. You know, what's not to like about fall?
You sold me. I'm going to go underrated as well, too. I love fall. Fall is a great season.
I got to see Rob tailgates. Okay, shooting a shot.
Just shot it to the underrated category, overrated category, but okay.
I'm going to go overrated because fall begats winter and winter sucks.
Winter does suck. But that beginning of like that this past Saturday was a perfect fall Saturday.
Yeah, and it ended up being real nice.
It was beautiful. Overrated, underrated. backing into parking spots.
I'm overrated. That's too much work.
So I'm going to say it depends on the situation, but it's pretty much underrated almost all the time.
Yeah, I agree.
So I do
maybe at like a football game or something, but outside the supermarket, like that's too much. No,
it's something as simple as at work. I pull into the work parking lot, and the way the parking lot is structured, there's no better feeling than rushing to kind of your car when you're done with work and you're already facing the way out and you just go. You don't have to back out and watch behind. You just get in and go. And that's all because you took the extra minute to back into the parking spot at the start of your day and made the end of the day. It gives you a nice little
for that instant feeling and that like 7 seconds of saved time.
Yep.
But actually it's actually wasted time because you spent a minute or whatever backing into the space.
It's good. Underrated backing into parking spots.
Unless you can drive into a park.
Oh, see, that's the dream, is to be able to drive through the spot.
Then I'll take having to back out of the spot if I can just drive in.
I like that.
Wait, what do you mean?
I
thought in your situation, you're pulling through. Why would you have to back out?
No, like if you just like straight up, you enter a parking lot and like the first spot you see, you just drive in.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Then I'll back out.
Gotcha.
It'll be worth it to back out.
No, but I like the you pull through. That's what I look for. That I'm not going to back into a spot, but I love a good pull through spot.
Yeah, I mean, if you could pull through, I mean, like, you know,
I don't think I've ever backed into a spot in my if you don't count parallel parking, but like I don't think I've ever backed into a parking spot in my life.
It's invigorating when you do it.
Invigorating.
Yeah. Overrated, underrated. Not pumping your own gas.
Wait. Can we just make it pumping your own gas? Because now I'm confused.
Pumping your own gas. Underrated or overrated?
Overrated. Why would I want to get out of my car in the winter?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess this is because do some people get angry if like the service is slow at a gas station?
I mean, if you're in a hurry, I guess I'd like the option. Like, and you kind of have the option. Like, if you start pumping your own gas, like the guys at the gas station aren't going to stop you. As long as you can work the credit card thing. I mean, I don't do it, but like, you can do it if you really like. You'll see someone do it every now and then.
I'll do it from time to time when I'm in a hurry.
Oh, you badass.
I mean, it's not that hard to pump your own gas.
No, nobody said it was hard. We're just asking if it's overrated.
For some people it is. It's difficult.
I like the novelty of doing it whenever I'm like out of state.
Yeah, you're like, oh, look at me.
I'm pumping my own gas. I'm big time.
Overrated, underrated, putting A1 sauce on a cheeseburger.
I've only done it a few times. So I'm going to say underrated.
I'm going to say overrated. I just think you go standard ketchup and mustard. I think it makes a burger very good.
Something I want to clear up from earlier that we forgot about when we talked about Jeffrey Dahmer. Jeffrey Dahmer, serial killer and cannibal at Ohio State, left after one quarter with a 0.45 GPA. So he wasn't there that long, but he did get a 0.45 GPA. Still, I just wanted to clear that up in case anyone was wondering.
Still a Buckeye for life.
Oh, we didn't talk about the Brutus getting annihilated.
I was going to bring that up later.
Okay, yeah. Fine.
No. I don't have anything. It was just a leftover topic that I had. We can talk about Brutus.
I thought you were going to say I thought it was like in your gambling.
No, it's not. It's not. Okay. I wasn't that creative.
Yeah. And yeah, he got in like some kids were in like bubble.
Dude, that bubble game is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. I don't even understand what they're doing, by the way. Like, they're just like letting students go around and just rock the shit out of each other in the end zone, like for fun. I'm all in on that. Now that would be entertaining. Put that in like the halftime show or something at Rutgers. I'm in on that. Mike, A1 sauce, overrated or underrated?
I don't think I've ever done it, so I don't know if I have an opinion.
Okay,
it's a good sauce. It's an underrated sauce.
Not rated. I'm skipping this one because it's disgusting. I don't want to hear anything from Mike. Candy corn. Fuck candy corn.
Oh, love it. So God, underrated.
It's terrible. Eating ice cream in the fall and winter.
Underrated. Amazing. Yeah.
Ice cream is a year round.
I wouldn't eat it. I wouldn't eat it outside in the winter, but.
But if I had to, I would.
I feel like that wouldn't be pleasant.
It probably wouldn't be pleasant, but I don't know. But Discord agrees, by the way, for the most part. Candy corn is terrible.
I mean, candy corn is amazing.
Okay. Anybody else have any other anything they want to add to overrated, underrated?
Was that it for the?
That was it for the Discord.
Discord,
I think.
Discord topics. Okay. I don't think I didn't have anything.
Well, I went to Legoland with my kid.
Ooh, how was that?
It was okay. It was yesterday on Monday, so it was really crowded because all the kids were off from school for Rosh Hashanah. So whoa. Like so there was a lot of the lines were pretty bad, but it was fun.
A lot of what? where? I was like, what are you gonna say next?
A kid had fun. It was okay. It was kind of overpriced.
What do they have? Like, what are like the attractions?
There's some rides for kids. There's like, you know, it's like a carousel. It's a big theme park, but they have like this cool, like, I don't know, it's like boat rides. Really, it's kind of hard to explain. The kids can like drive these little cars. There's like a fire truck that you operate by, and you like pump something up and down, and then you go and you put out the fire. It's fun.
Is there anything made of Legos there that, like, if you want to mess with them, like, you could tell your kid to run into it and like destroy something? Is there any like
things? No, see, everything that's put together there is like, it's like glued together. They're on to the kids that are going to try and destroy. Gotcha. The things. Yeah, so actually, they're on to it. Everything, it's all really solid.
That, because that feels like that would be funny, at least. And that
it would just like they could never have Legoland if like you could actually take apart the things.
Yeah, it'd be chaos. All right, so that was Legoland.
Yeah, it was fine.
You guys gonna watch the game this weekend?
Okay.
Rutgers, Ohio State.
Yes. What day is it?
Saturday.
I think you got a thing.
Got a thing. You gonna watch it, Max?
Yeah. Are you? Oh,
I sent you a few topics, by the way. You didn't discuss them on the show.
What?
Oh, you texted underrated.
This was from back.
I hold on. I literally said, okay, even though if I maybe ignored it, I said, Mike, do you have anything for overrated, underrated?
Well, I was busy. I just had a fantasy football team trade go through. So
I know, Mike. Yeah, I put the trade through. I saw the game.
Yeah, I think I was surprised it got
okay.
Taken.
I see your text. Overrated, underrated, buying a house.
Oh, right. That text. Okay. Overrated. I've accepted that it's just like, I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous right now. And, you know, I'm cool with where I live.
Not in this economy. Overrated.
I think it's underrated.
Shocker.
I don't know. I see the writing on the wall when it's, you know, only property owners that could vote soon. You need somebody like me on your side. So
interesting.
I'm going to say underrated.
Bacon.
Bacon.
Overrated, underrated.
Bacon is underrated. I love bacon. So bacon's underrated to me.
Yeah, bacon underrated. You ever had pink
overrated
pink candy?
Overrated.
Why'd you say it like Mike Francesa?
I was trying to be emphatic. Overrated.
Oh no, bacon is delicious.
Overrated.
On like Cheddar Bob.
It's very, very good.
I mean, I think it's played out. I thought this for a while. I think pork belly is the much better play. If it's available to you, I think most of the time bacon is made poorly in most of the restaurants. It's either undercooked or too crispy. And, you know, I just think it's not worth, you know, that trade-off in health for taste.
We've talked about it before. Best way to cook bacon is in the oven.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're going to cook 100%. Bacon, you got to cook it in the oven. I will say a little bit of a fraud. I enjoy turkey bacon. I think it's very good.
Trader bacon's not bad. It's not bad. Trader Joe's turkey bacon.
Just get the organic
one. I can't. I went through a phase of a couple of years where I was eating a lot of turkey bacon, and then I started eating regular bacon again, and I was just like, nah, you just can't. Turkey bacon is disgusting. And again, I went through a phase where I liked it for a couple of years. You eat like real bacon compared to turkey bacon, it's just like, nah, I can't do that.
Look, I know you could probably do a segment every week on like a great Trader Joe's item.
Interesting.
Trader Joe's, I have this in my fridge right now, so I'm backing up my talk. Trader Joe's soy chorizo, surprisingly good. I say that as someone who doesn't like soy.
Okay.
Surprisingly good.
Put it to the list. Lance Leipold, overrated, underrated. Kansas head coach.
I guess underrated, right?
Underrated, I mean,
we should have known at 35-6 Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm buying it. I think underrated. I think he might have something.
Coach of the year?
Coach of the year.
I mean, a long season ago, they got a tough schedule.
Yeah, they still got to play like some decent teams.
You got Kansas 4 wins. They haven't had 4 wins since Mark Mangino was roaming the sideline.
That is ridiculous, by the way. I think this is the first time since 2009 they're going to have a 4-win season.
They've had only zero.
Oh, that's right. That's true. I just made that up.
That's true. Like it's their first 4-win season, I think, since 2009.
That can't be right.
No,
that cannot be right.
I thought the same thing too.
There's no way that can be right. I'm looking it up right now.
You looked that up. What else did?
Holy shit!
Is that right?
2009, 5-7 was the last time they won more than 3 games.
That's amazing.
That's crazy.
It's like they've only hired Chris Ash since then.
Good for them. Good for them. That run that their running back had over the weekend after that catch that he made was awesome. And the call was funny. The Spanish one was good too, Mike, that I sent to the group. If you haven't, go find the Spanish call. I'm a little surprised that Kansas has a Spanish radio network, but good for them. It sounds great. So, yeah, Lance Leipold, underrated. Mike, I think, didn't you have something else prepared?
Yeah, well, I guess we don't want to talk about Marvel Phase 4. That's fine. Yeah, I do. I have a segment I prepared for once.
I got a couple of Twitter things I want to clean up real quick.
Okay, go for
it. If you were a basketball, would you want to be a part of a layup, 3-point shot, or a dunk? This is from the Court Club. Weird question.
I think I'm going to go 3-pointer.
Go with layup. It seems the least forceful. Like you're not going to get as hurt.
I feel like a nice.
Oh, because you're always going off the backboard.
You think the backboard hurts?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about like a nice soft layup. They're not really usually chucking the ball against the backboard.
I mean, finger roll obviously is the optimal answer.
Right. But that's kind of a layup, right? That counts as a layup. Yeah. A layup doesn't have to be off the backboard.
I feel like this also should come into the play here. Like what happens after it goes for the hoop? Does somebody catch the ball or do you hit the floor? I feel like that's also another thing that'll determine how much this could hurt. Because if it's a layup and a lot of times the guys just catch it right when it goes to the hoop and they put it down on the ground nicely, that I would like that.
You know, I think back to this cartoon about vegetables. I think it was a Disney movie, maybe a Will Ferrell movie, and they were about to get eaten and they were discussing whether to be scared or not. And they said, ultimately, you know, what is their end goal in life but to be eaten? So they should embrace it. And so when I think about the life of a basketball, they are destined to go through the hoop. And what is the most rewarding way to go through the hoop? What does every hooper try to do but dunk the basketball?
You know what? I'm team dunk. I've converted to team dunk.
That made me think when you talked about that, Mike. You ever see Sausage Party?
That's what I was thinking of. That movie, yes.
Funny movie.
Never seen it, but I saw the commercial.
Good. You should watch it. Very funny.
This would be fun, but we're kind of running out of time. A deep dive into how we can make promotion and relegation work in Big Ten football. I want to do that on a different episode.
Yeah.
Because that would be fun.
Forever. It'd be great. It'd be awesome.
I'll
think about that.
What's the path to 6 wins? 6 conference wins.
Cakewalk?
6 conference wins?
What's the path to 6 conference wins? The path would be
6 wins against Big Ten teams?
Lose against Ohio State and then
the cakewalk just is gonna have to take another
Is the cakewalk to 6 wins still there?
Cakewalk in 5 years. Cakewalk is still on right now.
Okay.
Cakewalk is still, we have a little bit of a stomach ache.
Should I bring back the segment where I make fun of where I make fun of the things that Shiano says in the press conferences?
Yeah, you're definitely good.
Was that good?
I liked it.
Okay.
All right. Anything else on Twitter? I think that was it from Twitter.
No, that was it.
Okay. Mike, what did you prepare for us?
I got a teardrop for us.
Whoa.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. Go ahead. Get your graphics ready, Max.
There's no graphic. There's just
imaging, whatever the word is.
There is no. There's no intro. No imaging.
You mean audio.
You just get your drops ready.
What was that? I don't have it ready.
We weren't really
bloop, bloop.
I mean, we need the drops.
Bloop.
Do we actually need them?
Bloop. I don't know what it's called.
Bloop. Crap.
I don't have it. Bloop. I don't have the drops.
Bloop. 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 Bloop.
Okay, Mike, go ahead with your teardrop.
Maybe one of you guys can bloop for me.
All right, fine. I'll bloop.
Okay, be my blooper. All right, so a teardrop. And, you know, I just want to put it out there. I don't like to talk about personal things on the show. But today I got, as you know, I got my second COVID vaccine booster. Max, thank you for offering your thoughts and your prayers to me. And,
hashtag
you know, it made me think, what are the best shots? And so my teardrop is best shots. So there's four tiers. Tier four, tequila. Also in tier four, Babe Ruth's called shot in 1932. Did it happen? I mean, where's the evidence? Why? It's not anywhere. There's nothing to prove it. Tier three, the deep shot a QB takes when he knows the defense is offsides.
Oh, it's a freebie. Man. The free play. Yes.
Yeah.
Love the free play.
Shot a fireball. Great. Underrated, I think, actually. A shot of fireball. It's not good alcohol, but it's like the perfect shot alcohol, you know?
A little gross form.
Yeah. Yeah. The shot heard round the world.
Now Bobby Thompson.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We're moving on to tier two. Shots by LMFAO.
Didn't you skip tier three?
No, he did. That was tier three.
Oh, gotcha.
Tier three. Thanks for listening, Adam. Underrated song. Every time you hear it, don't you just start doing the chorus, right? An Irish car bomb. Mm. I think that's my favorite shot.
That's not really a shot, though. That's got other things. And it's a shot's part of it, but it's not really a shot on its own.
I mean, I think it's a shot. You take it as a shot. You take the shot. You drink it down real quick.
Hmm.
You're dropping the shot glass into the Guinness.
I don't think an Irish car bomb's a shot, though. It's a shot is part of the deal. I think this is an invalid entry into the teardrop, but it's your teardrop. I'll get out of the way.
That's okay. You can put it up as a question on the polls. We'll see. Jordan's game winner in game six in the 98 NBA Finals. Iconic. Best shot ever, right?
It's in tier two. It's not in tier one.
Ron Harper Jr.'s half-court buzzer beater against Purdue.
That's in tier two?
Tier two. And tier one, I only have one thing, one shot in tier one. The COVID vaccine, guys. It ended a pandemic. I'm serious. We got all these anti-vaxxers going crazy out there complaining about Bill Gates and microchips. We got a goddamn vaccine made in under like 2 years. Goddamn scientific miracle. Appreciate it. That's my teardrop.
Thanks. I miss those.
That's good.
Appreciate you putting some effort in.
Yeah.
It doesn't go unnoticed. Anything we need to do before we wrap up with gambling, or are we all good? I have no wanker of the week or angry Adam this week. I feel very happy right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
I'm not used to a content health guy.
Yeah. Well, we haven't done angry Adam in a long time. I feel like, oh no, we did it a couple weeks ago. All right. So, I'm not going to do the long wind up. Let's just get to what everybody wants. It's week five in the league where they play for no pay. All right, Rutgers and Ohio State at the Horseshoe in Columbus, Ohio, 3:30 p.m. on the Big Ten Network? Question mark? I believe it's on the Big Ten, on the Big Ten Network. Rutgers going into the Shoe as a 40.5-point underdog. Mike, what do you got?
I thought long and hard about this. I'm going to take Ohio State in the points. Take Ohio State in the points. I know it's rough. I know it's a lot, but I mean, they could drop 56 by the third quarter and just take the, you know, put the brakes on. And how are they going to score 16, 17 points?
40.5 is so many points, man. It's so
it
many
is.
Points.
It's 40.5 points. It's a lot of
so points. Many football points or points in a football game. You can lose 48-10. And still cover 40.5. I've got Rutgers plus 40.5. A disrespectful line for Rutgers. Ridiculous. Rutgers to win outright.
Take the money line.
35-31.
Screw money line.
All right. So, again, been trying to do themes this year. I had my fun with Danny last week. Not going to take anything out on him this week. I was trying to go through all the games. Long story short, at one time I was thinking Hurricanes because we got one coming towards Tampa.
Ian is a terrible Ian is a terrible name for a hurricane, by the way. Not intimidating at all.
And then the jokes started to write themselves because there's a matchup this week of Tulane and Houston, and it just went to a dark place very quickly, and even I thought it was inappropriate. So I ditched the hurricane idea, quickly came up with, I'm going to look for the biggest spreads of the week since Rutgers is 40.5, and it's one of the biggest ones of the weekend, and we're going to use some British slang that you guys could just use moving forward. That's how we're going to pick our winners. So the first one, big spread that's going on, is the Citadel against Appalachian State. App State, they're 36-point favorites. Some bettors might have been a little gobsmacked when James Madison beat App State last weekend. It was definitely a bit of a cock-up for the Mountaineers. JMU is for real, though. This weekend, App State, not going to faff around when it comes to the Citadel. Bob's your uncle. App State covers the 36 points. Wagner and Syracuse. Took Syracuse a week ago, didn't turn out very well. This time they're 55-point favorites against Wagner. We're going to call this one a ninja.
Wagner's out there getting paid, man. Wow. Yeah,
good for them. This game, though, it's a ninja. And this is an exceptionally unattractive person. Can also be applied to anything that's just repulsive, disgusting. Think Eric Diefendorf. He was a real bell end. But if Rutgers can beat Wagner by more than 55, we've got nothing to worry about. Syracuse, I'll take them with the 55, even though it's big. Now, faffing around, it's a British, very British pleasure. It means doing nothing particularly productive, taking unnecessary time to do something that should be relatively quick or straightforward, just like this segment. Which brings us to Rutgers and Ohio State. Buckeyes are 40.5-point favorites. You're telling Porkies, if you think Rutgers has an actual shot in this game, this one is a true bugger. That is a person who penetrates the anus of someone during sexual intercourse, fellas. And while that doesn't sound painful, it's not going to be as painful as what Rutgers will experience this weekend. My advice for Rutgers fans, be like the Brits this Saturday. Light a fag, get pissed, take a nice little kip, and pretend the game never happened. Ohio State covers the 40.5 in the Indigenous People's City.
Always good. Never misses. Never misses. You know, one of these years, Ohio State's going to win one of these games like 70-0, right? Are we due for one of those? It's been a long time. I feel like
they put up points very quickly. This could get out of hand. And I mean, if they're not going to play Vedral or Whimsett this weekend, it's just going to be Evan Simon and Johnny Lang and
Vedral or Whimsett could really help against Ohio State? Like, is that going to help?
No, I think Noah can maybe just like slow the damn. Like, he's seen him before. He's played him before. He kind of like knows what to expect.
They really threw Art out there in his third game at Ohio State.
Like, go ahead, buddy. Figure this one out.
He's like 18 years old. He hasn't even like memorized his like class schedule yet, and they've got him starting. Got him starting at Ohio State, getting chased by Boses.
So yeah, we'll quickly forget this weekend and then move on to our next must-win game of the year. Must-can't-lose. I think we have to bring out the must-can't-lose after we get through Ohio State.
Is Nebraska a must-can't-lose?
I think we're headed in that direction.
Mm. Oh yeah.
It's a must, can't lose.
I gotta say, Adam, can I just say a few things?
Yeah,
sure. I haven't been on the podcast for a while, so I don't mean to monologue. But one, you know, I was at your tailgate this past Saturday. And I want to say, Canisius at a tailgate, great move.
Yes.
Heady play.
That's Mama Health got written all over it, by the way.
I mean, yeah, I assume she was the only smart one to do that. Two, you know, I was talking to Charles, your wife. Obviously, I gave her my condolences on the Queen's passing. And, you know, she took a shot at you. She said you were not considered enough. She said that you gave her a hard time. And I'm disappointed to hear that.
Yeah. Good thing she didn't hear the gambling segment from a couple weeks ago.
I'll be honest.
I still can't believe they did that. Abandoning a mentally disabled family member. Two of them.
Right.
Two of them.
Well, you've never seen The Crown.
No, I've never seen The Crown.
Dressed it. I'll be honest. I didn't understand a single word you said today. My only knowledge of English words is what I've heard on Ted Lasso.
Was there anything that stood out there that you need me to explain real quick, or no? You'll just figure it
out. I'm just sad you didn't call someone a gaffer.
Mm.
Really?
There are some really interesting British slang verbiage out there.
Yeah.
Bob's your uncle is one of my favorite.
Bob's your uncle. That's a good one.
Bob's your uncle.
And two, you know, I know you guys push the envelope a lot on this podcast, especially since I'm gone. I feel like I was a moderating force.
We're really pushing the envelope here. Breaking down the punting stats of Rutgers and Iowa as we were.
Yeah, and you like to get raunchy, and I get that. But I do appreciate that you guys, you know, like some of the other podcasts out there, there's a Scarlet, you know, Stool Light now that have really just embraced and been thirsty for an audience so much since I left, seeking kind of a hole in the Rutgers sports podcast universe that they could take advantage of, and just so desperate just to get listeners that they really went to extremes. And I appreciate that you guys didn't do that. You kind of, you know, you kept it kosher for the most part.
We would never.
I don't approve of everything you guys say. I don't approve of everything. I want to make that clear. No. There's a lot of things I don't approve of, actually. But you haven't gone to the, you know, that you haven't become full on, you know, Stuart. And I appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
I think that's more out of, honestly, it's more out of laziness than it is out of intent. Because I, one of the things that Adam and I did like text about a little bit was that we could do a little bit more without you around. We don't have to be as corporate friendly. Not that we're corporate friendly, but we don't have to like even think about it.
Yeah, you guys. I mean, listen, you guys can do whatever you want.
But you should come back. Please come back.
The boundaries of what's acceptable in society now have obviously changed.
I can't explain to you how important it is for me to be able to not pay attention during the podcast at times. Like, I need to be able to do this. Like, last week we had Cratch on, right? And it was cool to have a third co-host on, but it's not, we don't have the same flow where I can't just not pay attention and allow him to, like, you know, do whatever. Here, you know, we have the flow. I don't have, like, it's so important. You need to come back.
First of all, thank you for saying what I've known for years, which is that I'm the most important part of the podcast, or was the most important part of the podcast. The admission really means a lot to me. Obviously, Adam is number two. Max, you're probably number four.
Who's three? Charlie, the voice.
I admit, I do like when Danny comes on. It's pretty funny.
Danny is good.
If we were like the 98 Bulls, who would the three of us be?
Oh, I'm Rodman. I'm obviously Rodman. I want to be Rodman.
Mike, who are you?
I don't know if you're Rodman. I don't know. You got a Bill Wennington vibe.
Was Horace Grant still on Bill that Wennington. Team? Are you Horace Grant, man?
No, not that was
original three-peat.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
You got some Luke Longley to you.
Can I be Judd Bushler?
Judd Bushler, shot maker.
Rusty LaRue.
Randy Brown on those teams.
Oh, Randy Brown. Underrated. Great defender.
Yeah. I think that's where you are. You might even be a Tex Winter. Honestly, I think you're Tex Winter.
Oh, by the way, I saw I was at an Airbnb. There was a bar of soap. It was my only option. I didn't want to use it, but because of our conversation about bars of soap, but it was the only thing that was there, and I was forced to use this nasty bar of soap.
But you could have gone like Mike McDaniel and not showered,
right?
You laughed. No, it was just washing my hands like after going to the bathroom.
Oh, gotcha.
So you went to a full-on rich people wedding. Any good stories?
No, that wasn't this weekend. That's in a couple of weeks.
Oh, you have rich experiences.
We went to Legoland as a rich experience.
I don't know. You got an Airbnb.
You got to report, Max, report back since it's a rich person's wedding coming up, the cocktail hour. I need to know all.
I'll take notes. What is it? 2 weeks, October 15th. So 2 weeks away.
Not Cratch's wedding. I think that's coming up this weekend. I don't know what I've meant to ask.
Did you guys get an invite?
That was a terrible job by me not to ask him what he was going to have at his cocktail
hour. Oh, we messed up. We could have talked about that forever.
Yeah, that was bad. We got sidetracked by, I told Charlie, by the way, about Cratch's idea about the seating lottery. She was all in. And then she was even more excited about the idea of the auctioning off a speech. I think that was great. Really smart. So I think James's better half should reconsider before this weekend.
Isn't the wedding like Saturday?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Do you think he invited Fonseca and Lanny to it?
Fonseca. It's Fonseca.
That's what I said, Fonseca.
I said Fonseca. No, I'm gonna go. No, I'm gonna go. Brian did not get an invite.
I think he didn't either. I think there's some animosity there.
I think Steve and Keith will obviously sit together. They'll be there. Yeah.
Here on the art, we go over the invites to James, the former Rutgers beat writer, James Cratch's wedding.
We were doing well up to this point. Overall,
guest host.
Very good. Very good. You did very well, Mike.
Should have been Hurricane Igor. That would have been. You know,
I think we found that name is retired when you went over to the.
Oh, that's right. I did. Retired. We did. I didn't pay attention to the. Yeah, okay.
It's retired. But things also that are underrated. Meteorologists drawing penises on the map. Yeah, very underrated.
That meteorological drawing of the penis was so, it had the vein. It was so good.
Just every time you see that, it's funny.
I've never seen one with a vein before. That was great.
When you see it, it's going to be funny. So yeah. All right.
I think that's it.
Everybody enjoy your weekend and enjoy the Ohio State game. We'll probably do something leading to Nebraska, the blackout. Blackout versus Nebraska.
It's a blackout?
It's a blackout.
Oh yeah, blackout.
I have no idea.
It's a blackout.
You're going, right?
I don't know.
Oh, because you were going to originally, but then I guess you went to the Iowa game and that quenched your thirst of going to Rutgers football game.
Honestly,
it's
a lot to go to a night game. And then you're like weighing in the third quarter. Do I go home or not? And then you go home at 12 and you're up the next day at like 5:30.
Well, then I might have to drive you home again. If you
I do appreciate you giving me a ride home the other day. I think it was. If it was from straight New Brunswick or Cranford,
in your defense, you didn't have you didn't like make me give you a ride home. I offered to give you a ride home.
I offered against you
your wishes. I did the nice thing and drove you home.
I expect to get a ride back and split an Uber with Danny.
I expect to be repaid somehow. I do for the favor I did you.
Well, I can get you something from Trader Joe's.
Give me some of that.
Had their pickle
soy chorizo. Give me some of that soy chorizo.
Oh no, the pickle chips. You got to go pickle chips.
Mm.
By far the best thing at Trader Joe's, pickle chips. Mm. It's always gone in 2 days whenever we buy it.
Pay the players.
I might have to do best Trader Joe's food.
Pay the players. I've ended the podcast. Pay the players.
When it's time to party, we will party hard.